They're worried for if it is well in the camera.
At the moment, nothing of any concern yet that I've been appraised by my medical team, so everything seems to be going on track.
And what is the view of the warriors considering the Arambisa's opening last week?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue on that because I haven't spoken to them or met them as yet, but surely that answer they cannot give themselves after they've seen us play against them.
What are urging the warriors supporters out there for this match?
Oh, they are always a very important, central part of the team, as we would say, the 12 men. So we need the support rallying behind us, and one and all over, they can come here to the ground, it is by all means, otherwise from wherever they are, go to be behind us, and obviously understand that football, transportation, all the expectations, but we will also try and know this pertaining how we can perform, and not forgetting we got to pray and hope that our grind comes our way,
because
that's also important.
Sharif Musha, manager of the Zimbabwe senior soccer team, the Warriors, speaking to us from the capital Harare. So it's no exception here. We've come to the end of our program this morning. But do tune again this afternoon as we give you more news going about Zimbabwe. From 1 to 2 p.m. Zimbabwean time on shortwave 11.695 kHz. And as usual, for evening bulletin, between 7 and 8 p.m. Zimbabwean time, 17 to 800 hours UTC on shortwave 7120 kHz in the photon meter. For views and feedback, please do not hesitate writing us on news@radiovop.com. news@radiovop.com. Or by our postal address, Radio VOP, P.O. Box 5750 Harare, Zimbabwe. Radio VOP, P.O. Box 5750 Harare, Zimbabwe. You can also visit our website for constant update of news pertaining to Zimbabwe on www.radiovop.com. www.radiovop.com. From International, representing the World Production Crew, you have a lovely day ahead.